Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
But I'm looking forward to it. We'll have highlights for you tomorrow. In his latest interview, Tucker Carlson has Tulsi Gabbard as his guest. And he introduces Tulsi as somebody that could be a vice presidential choice for Donald Trump. Do you buy that, Nige?
No, I don't think I buy that. She is pretty controversial. She got kicked. I mean, look, she was a Bernie supporter at one point. She introduced the she was fully behind Bernie Sanders. And I don't know, in terms of foreign policy, I'm all in on her. I like her foreign policy. I like the fact that she wants to stay out of foreign wars and nation building and all that stuff. And so does Donald Trump. I mean, she's a name for sure. Everybody recognizes. But what do we always say on the show? And when Rob says it and Tony says it, I think Donald Trump has said it. What does a vice president, what's what my vice presidential pick matter? Right. What does a VP pick matter when running?
You just need somebody there in case something happens, right? So heaven forbid something happens to whoever wins the presidency. You want somebody there that's going to continue your agenda. And I don't know if Tulsi Gabbard would be that person or not. And really, they didn't even talk about that in the interview. Tucker introduced her that way, and that was kind of it. The interesting part is when Tulsi was talking about why she left the Democrat Party.
The Democrat elite across Washington are intentionally politicizing and weaponizing the tools of our own government and their friends in big tech and social media and their friends in the mainstream media to take away our freedoms, to take away our right to free speech, to violate our privacy and our civil liberties. They have become the party of war. In every respect, unfortunately, the Democrat Party has become a party that is undermining the very fabric of our country, of our freedom, of our Constitution and the rule of law, which is why ultimately I left the Democratic Party, and it's why I am sounding the alarm bells as we head into this very critical election year about really what's at stake.
That was Tulsi Gabbard on with Tucker Carlson.
I mean, you remember during the Democratic presidential debate in 2019, She accused Trump of propping up Al-Qaeda. I got the quote right here. Quote, this current president is continuing to betray us. We were supposed to be going after Al-Qaeda, but over years now, not only have we not gone after Al-Qaeda, our president is supporting Al-Qaeda. So that's why I think just kind of stuff like that in her past, those quotes in her
past.
But
you know what? Politics makes strange bedfellows. The current vice president accused the president of being a segregationist and a racist.
Yeah, and believed his sexual assault accuser.
Right. Going back to the vice presidential conversation here, Bloomberg had an article, I think this was last week, about how their inside sources at Bloomberg say that Donald Trump has told Vivek Ramaswamy he will not be the vice president, but will have a spot on his cabinet somewhere if he wins. And according to Bloomberg, that cabinet position would be DHS secretary taking over for Mayorkas. So could you see Vivek Ramaswamy being in charge of DHS, maybe handling some stuff happening at the border?
I can imagine him being in his cabinet. I just don't know where. I don't know where it would make sense. I don't know what kind of qualifications you have to be DHS secretary. Apparently with Mayorkas, while you were gone, we played Mayorkas in 2019, 2020. Maybe it's 2021. I'm sorry. Mayorkas bragging about how Joe Biden signed all those executive orders erasing Donald Trump's policy. So I don't know what kind of qualifications it takes to have that position. But who were the others you mentioned?
So this Bloomberg report, again, take this for what you will. It's Bloomberg based out of New York. Their sources are saying that a couple names being kicked around for the attorney general's position.
Oh, the AG.
If Donald Trump wins, would be Mike Lee out of Utah or Ted Cruz. And chief of staff. Now, you might want to put your drink down here, Nige, because according to Bloomberg, one of the names being kicked around for Trump's chief of staff, Kevin McCarthy.
Really? The former House Speaker that was ousted?
Correct.
By Matt Gaetz and the good old boys at the Freedom Caucus?
Correct.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but that is what is being reported by the fine folks at Bloomberg.
I think we're looking ahead of ourselves an awful lot here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
An awful lot. I mean, there's a lot of mail-in ballots that are going to be coming in that could change things.